Standing atop of a small hill with a tram line swooping around it, punctuated by a Baroque Roman Catholic church on one side and a modernist Hussite church on the other, Rangherka, or the small Wyrzowice Chateau, contains within its story the history of the whole surrounding district as well. The original building was put up just as the then village of Wyrzowice began to grow and develop rapidly. Now, unlike the surrounding neighborhood, it is a sad sight. The prominent neo-Renaissance building is in ruins, with reconstruction having dragged on for more than 6 years, although the past year has seen the work finally intensify. But less than 200 years ago, when it was built, although it was never a chateau belonging to nobility, Rangherka was a symbol of innovation and growth in the village right outside of Prague. Since the 1880s, it has belonged to the municipality of Wyrzowice. To find out more about what this area looked like at the time, I went to speak to Michal Ezechel, the district historian working at the Prague 10 Town Hall, under which Wyrzowice currently falls.
Around 1880, Wyrzowice had about 6,000 residents. In 1840, it had around 1,000 people. So the growth of the population in those 40-50 years was quite significant. And around the time when the Wyrzowice local administration decided to buy Rangherka in 1882 was a time of prominence.
Forty years earlier, when the Industrial Revolution was bringing technological advancements to many parts of Europe, Enrico Rangheri decided to buy a plot of land in the village of Wyrzowice in order to advance his family's silk business, which his father Giuseppe, a businessman from Lombardia, developed in the preceding half century in the area.
It is not known anymore why Rangheri decided to buy this particular piece of land. But before he did, there were actual vineyard plots in this part of Wyrzowice since the 14th century. He bought this land in 1842. He built the original Rangherka here, but also he planted 200 mulberry trees. Maybe the southern slopes were the reason he bought this land. The Rangherka building was a factory for processing of raw silk and the breeding of silkworms. So this place went from winemaking to manufacturing. It was the first manufacturing business in Wyrzowice, and maybe actually in the surrounding regions outside of Prague.
But not more than a decade after Rangheri built his factory, Enrico died. After 1857, his heirs decided to put an end to the family silk business and to sell the land. Although the name Rangherka pays tribute to the building's first owner, the chateau changed hands many times in a short period after the departure of the Rangheri family. It also changed the way it looked a couple of times, and it wasn't until the turn of the century that it acquired the look for which it began to be known as Wyrzowice's small chateau.
In 1866, the Žabek family bought Rangherka and rebuilt it based on the project by the architect Veselý. The building became a residence now, with two towers. The next transformation came in 1899 and 1900 when the town administration decided to rework the design. The front of the building was unified, the two turrets were taken down, and a new small bell tower was built in the middle of the roof. They also added large steps going down the slope in front of the building. This is when Rangherka began looking a bit like a chateau, which is how it got its name. So this is the final neo-Renaissance reconstruction.
But before it became the stately seat of the town hall, the city administration gave the mansion both to public use and to help the town make a profit.
Oni tu Rangérku koupili v tom roce 1882 pro potřeby.
Originally, they bought Rangérka in 1882 for a school. The number of residents in Vršovice was on a rise. First it was a school for girls, then a secondary school. Rangérka also at some point had holiday apartments. So when Progers wanted to leave the city for the weekend, they would rent out apartments here in Rangérka.
Když jeli na výlet, nebo tak tady měli letní byt v Rangérce.
Even once Rangérka began to house the town hall, parts of the building were still rented out to a number of very different institutions, such as the parish offices or, in the 1920s, a tuberculosis treatment center, a youth shelter, or even an alcohol rehabilitation center. In the 1880s, not just the population of Vršovice was growing, but also its wealth. Factories making machinery and, for example, mustard, as well as a brewery, opened up in the town. It was not surprising, then, that the local administration chose this specific prominent location for its offices. It exhibited a high status for an increasingly wealthy Prague suburb.
The area around Rangérka is the oldest part of Vršovice. Across from it is the Church of St. Nicholas. At the time, the credit union was located there as well. So it was really the center of Vršovice during that period. Just the fact that they bought and renovated the building shows that Vršovice were doing quite well financially at the turn of the century. This was also reflected in the fact that the town of Vršovice near Prague was made a city in 1902. It even had its own train station, where the emperor supposedly passed through in 1901, and tram tracks came from Prague.
Prague expanded rapidly after Czechoslovakia became an independent state. In 1922, Vršovice, along with a number of other former suburbs, became part of the nation's capital. Rangérka remained, though, the seat of the district administration. Under the communist regime, it served as the district administrative council until 1974. It was also used for more festive occasions, such as weddings. A woman in her 70s, whom I met near Rangérka and who has lived in Vršovice all her life, has warm memories from her youth.
There were different offices there, and also they held weddings in the building as well. My friend actually got married there. I lent her my fur coat for the occasion, that's why I remember. It was close by, so I went to see it too.
In the 1970s, the local administrative offices were moved to a massive new complex built specifically for this purpose on the busy Vršovická street, where the Prague 10 Town Hall is located to this day. As a result, since the 1980s, the small Vršovice chateau has been left to its own devices. Various sporadic attempts to maintain the building, such as the renovation of the terrace and steps in the 1990s, have not helped. The building was falling into decay until an upward-looking economy in the early 21st century gave an impetus for more concrete plans. The spokesman for the Prague 10 Town Hall, Jan Charvat, spoke to me over the phone and told me how the plans for reconstruction have developed.
Vršovice Mansion was in really bad state for a couple of years. The reconstruction was being considered for almost a decade. We have decided to go on with the reconstruction in 2005, and the actual works has begun last year. The expectation is that the reconstruction should be finished by the end of this year.
The original contract that was signed in 2006 stipulated that a hotel should be built inside Rangérka, but as communication with preservationists and funders dragged on, plans had to be adjusted. Now the town hall and the National Heritage Institute are working together to return Rangérka to its former glory.
Due to economical crisis in Europe, we have decided to change the project, and now we are building a house for the elderly. Plus, the building will also include representation premises, for example, for wedding ceremonies and so on.
Although the town hall has had these plans for a while, and many local residents would probably welcome them, most people I spoke to on the streets around Rangherka did not know about them. The elderly lady we had heard from before, although she seemed to be staying on top of current affairs, did not know that there were any plans in place.
I really don't know what they will use it for. I have no idea. I haven't seen any flyers or any information about it round here. They probably don't know yet, right?
I also spoke to Olga Richterová, a young lady who's working on bringing together different civic initiatives from Prague 10 in order to bring local authorities closer to their constituents and also to convince the town hall to be more transparent about its decision-making. Olga feels strongly not only about how long the reconstruction of Rangherka has taken, but also that Prague 10 residents had no say in it and received no information. She told me a bit about what her group wants to achieve.
We would like the voice of the people to be heard. Currently, the authorities are neglecting the opinions of so many stakeholders when they are making decisions. They are neglecting the fact that there are people living here in Prague, and these people are not asked for their opinions when, for example, public spaces are somehow being transformed.
I asked her what she would like Rangherka to be used for after the reconstruction is over.
I would really wish for this place to become a community center, something where people could meet, where various activities could take place throughout the day. However, I would also like the decision to be based on analyses, on something more stable than just impressions.
A young man walking his dog in the area also felt that the space should be given to public use, although he had no idea what was being planned.
It should definitely house something for the public instead of a restaurant or something like that.
No matter what will be inside the small Vršovice chateau, the building's location and its history will help it regain its prominent position in the neighborhood once the scaffolding is off.
It's basically the center, one of the two centers of Vršovice. It shapes the atmosphere, the spirit of the place. It's a point of orientation, so to speak.
That was Olga Richterová, who spoke to me about the Rangherka mansion in Prague's Vršovice district. If you found the history of Rangherka and Vršovice interesting, or you have something to add, do let us know.